Magnus on Daf Chav Tes, on a Gemara that you're all familiar with. You might almost feel that I'm quoting it, it's passé, it's already past in Yonah the Yoma. Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, you know what that means. And Rashi says something very strange. Yimei Nisin Hayu Li Yisrael. These were days of miracles, therefore it was Mishenich Mizadar. Purim Pesach. Now even the Shana Aleph guys know that Pesach doesn't fall out in Adar. So what does it mean? Mishenichmas Adar Marvin Besimcha. Rashi says Pesach. It's not Pesach now. Something else to think about in terms of Chasidus. We're not going to even develop it as much as it could be developed. The Chiddush Arim, afterwards take a look at how he develops this idea, points out that the word Nes in Aramis, the way it's translated by the Targum, is Idra, Adar. So Nes, which of course Nisan has the root of Nes, and it's the focal point, it's the pinnacle of all the Nisim of Klal Yisrael. Adar is the Targum of Nes. A third Ha'ara. The Gemara in Megillah told us on the Pasuk, La'yudim Ha'isara v'simcha. The Simcha, the Gemara says, it was Simcha for Klal Yisrael because they now had Yomim Tovim. Simcha ilu Yom Tovim. Simcha kimu aleihem yom tovim. They now fulfill yom tovim. What does that mean? Because of Purim, now they fulfilled yom tovim. In fact, we've spoken about in the past, Purim is not a yom tov, so it can't be talking about Purim itself. So what does it mean? Kimu aleihem yom tovim. And finally, another fantastic connection between Purim and Pesach. There are more. We only have a certain amount of time. And that is the chiyuv of bedika. If you leave your house, your rabbeim will speak to you. If you leave your dorm room, you have a chiyuv bedika. When does that chiyuv bedika start? Purim. It starts on Purim. Sholin v'darshan b'ilchas ha-pesach starts on Purim. So there's a deep connection between Nes, Adar, Purim, Pesach, Mishenich Nesadr, Marvin, Mesimcha, is referring to Yimei Purim and Pesach. What's the Oymek HaDofer? What does it tell us about our Avodah Hashem during this period? Rav Hutner in the Pachad Yitzchak, Siman Lamed Aleph, says an absolutely beautiful mashal. Beautiful mashal about understanding the uniqueness of Purim, which is going to propel us to this moment right now where we stand at the end of Adar. Rav Hutner says, you're familiar, it's a well-known Rambam, Chazal, even the Zohar makes reference to it, that at Asid level in the future, all Yom Tovim will be batal. Except for one. Which one? Purim. Why is it that Purim is the only one that's not going to be batal? So Rav Hutner says, a beautiful mashal, you have somebody that's lost in a cave. You give him a flashlight. You've given him the greatest gift. He can find his way out of the cave. Now, you wouldn't want to be the person without the flashlight. But what happens if you didn't have a flashlight and you made your way out of the cave? You found your way out. How? Your senses began to become more refined. You began to learn how to listen. Which part of the walls were thin? Which ones were thick? You were able to feel. And eventually you found yourself out in the daylight. At the end of the day, which person is better off? The one who didn't have a flashlight. La'asid lavo, all of the Nisim, including Yetzias Mitzrayim, are going to pale to the comparison of the Ar Gadol of the Geula Shleima. But there's going to be one Yom Tov that's not going to pale in comparison. Purim is the Yom Tov, where there is no Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our senses are refined. We spoke a lot about this before Purim. It's about finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the nuance. And that's a critical, critical word for tonight. And that is finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the nuances. Says Rav Hutner, L'asid Lava, we're going to come out. L'amnatzeach ala yelas ha-shachar. Purim is right before the Gula. Adar is right before Nisim. But at the end of the day, what we hold on to after the sunlight is what we learned about our nuance in our relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu. Let's go back to the questions. Misha Nichnas Adar. Why is it that says you made Purim v'Pesach? Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz screamed out, "How could it possibly be? What a shivcha saw, even Yecheskel didn't see. Yet we have no nevuah from the Shvachos, no nevuah from Klal Yisrael Akrias Yamsuf." Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the reason is that even though what we saw at Akrias Yamsuf was greater than anything Yecheskel saw, but Yecheskel prepared for it. And Klal Yisrael didn't prepare for it at Kriyas Yamsuf. Ultimately, if a person experiences something, but he wasn't prepared for that Or Gadol, then that relationship is going to come and it's going to go. It's going to be an Israel experience. You came, you saw, you conquered, and you left. But at the end of the day, the individual, who their relationship was much deeper, what they had when they experienced the art was all the nuance of their relationship. Then it's a totally different ballgame. Mishenichnes Adar, to truly experience Pesach, it starts with Purim. Neis of Nisan, the Hester of it, is the Targum, Idra. In other words, if you're going to truly appreciate what a Neis is, you also have to be an Isha Adar. If it's going to stay with you, you have to be an Ish Adar. The Chiyuv Bedika already starts from Purim. Kimu Aleim Yomim Tovim, if the Yom Tovim are going to last, it has to start with someone who appreciates their nuance. Now this is a very important Musa that I want to talk to the Talmidim about. A lot of Shanabek guys are talking to me about going back to America. And what are the most common things they talk about? Shir and Chavrusa. Shir and Chavrusa. As if that's the whole part of Avodas Hashem. Shir and YU and Chavrusa. Now you know I'm into Shir. I'm not coming to this Shir. But what I'm bringing out is something that drives home that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more nuanced than that. Adar is the time in which a person asks themselves if the depth of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one that truly lives in the Hester. An example. Aside from Shir, aside from Chavrusa, what are those things that you're going to do that you got inspiration for in Yeshiva? How are you going to transplant that back in the States? For those who are going back for the Bein HaZmanim and coming back for you to Yeshiva, what about those nuances that Yeshiva gave you? Rabosai goes a lot deeper. First of all, amazing Rabbi Nachman. I told this to a friend of mine who's a Breslover Chassid, and he said to me something, a fascinating remez. They show me in Likutei Maran. The pasuk by Chag HaMatzos concludes, V'lo yero fanai regam. Rabbi Hanan's nodding his head. V'lo yero fanai regam. Rabbi Nachman has, I have a little bit of a kasha, that's why I am. Rav Nachman says, V'lo yero fanai regam is Rosh HaTevos, not exactly Rosh HaTevos, it's a play on it. V'lo yero fanai regam is the Rosh HaTevos of Purim. But now, according to Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, we have even a deeper havana in Rabbi Nachman. V'lo yero fanai regam, if you come into Pesach without Purim, then you're coming in empty. You're coming in just with the superficial part, just for the Or Gadol, but not with the nuance. But even deeper than this. Even deeper than that. correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't see this in any Svarim. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Chanukah's HaMishkan. Rashi in Parshas Naso says that for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was Hukam HaMishkan, Vahorid HaMishkan. He put the Mishkan up and he took it down. It seems to me that those 7 days are the last 7 days of Chodesh Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu puts up the Mishkan, he takes it down. Puts it up, takes it down. 7 times! That's how Chodesh Adar ends. In other words, in order for a Mishkan to last, how many times does a person have to try to put it up and take it down? Try and fail. In other words, the Hester of Adar is not simply a Hester of the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also the Hester where a person tries and he fails. We mentioned many, many a time, Tzadik HaTamei Yifrach, a tzadik is like a tamar tree. The roots grow very, very deep into the ground before a person succeeds. And many Talmidim have a hard time being alone. There are some people who have a hard time being alone with their wives, and there are some people, even before they get married, they have a hard time being alone with their failures. But your failures are the ones that ultimately are going to create that Chanukah HaMishkan. Gershon told me an awesome story. Gershon told me there was a fellow in Kansas City who robbed a bank, a 71-year-old man. He even researched the story, asked him for more details. I told him, 10 minutes, I can't give all the details. But a fellow robbed a bank, and a 71-year-old man says that he has a gun in his pocket, comes over to a teller. So Gershon taught me that the rule of thumb is they teach bank tellers that if someone comes in and robs a bank, you give them right away the money, and right next to their seat, they have a button that sends off an alarm in the police station. So she gives them the money, she presses the button, and she knows the police are going to be coming soon. The guy takes the money, and he sits down in a chair in the bank. The police come in, and they arrest him. So they arrest him, they bring him to the judge for an arraignment, and they say the judge says, I just have one question for you. He said, why didn't you even bother running away? So I'll tell you the truth, the fellow says. He says, I don't want to live at home with my wife anymore. I prefer to go to jail. So the judge says to him, okay, I'm giving you house arrest. There are some people who can't be alone with their wives. There are some people who can't be alone with their failures. But your failures, if they're done with the right she'ifos, that is the bechina, that's the ultimate hester in where we create Hashlem Zeh Binyan. That's what creates Binyan HaMishkan. Tzadik HaTomei Yifrach. The roots grow very deep into the ground. Now, every single one of us has grown a little bit this year. I don't want to jinx you about the things that you've grown in and you haven't fallen in. I want to share with you something that I, Bli Ayinara, don't jinx me. I've done the Daf Yomi Bli Ayinara for 5 years. It wasn't the first time that I tried the Daf Yomi. It wasn't the second time. It wasn't the third time. And I always looked at it that I failed. I tried and I failed. I tried and I failed. Didn't give up, but I tried and I failed. But now I realize, no, it's not the pshat. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam is not that a tzadik is someone who perseveres. He falls and he gets up. He falls and he gets up and eventually becomes a tzadik. No. The fallings, the Moshe Hokin V'horid, is that Moshe Rabbeinu, part of the definition of creating that Mishkan, part of the Lo Yero Fanei Reikam, is this Bechina of Purim, this Bechina of Esther, is you're going to try and you're going to fail. And that means there are going to be some goals that you're going to have in this Bein Hazmanim, Bezer Hashem, there'll be many that you'll succeed in, there'll be some that you'll fail in, and that is what's going to be creating the Hakamas HaMishkan. For some of you, you're going to try Mishnah Yisiyomi, and you thought that you could do, your Rebbe told you you should do one, you thought you could do four, and you couldn't do four. And you're going to end up doing zero. Next time, you're going to do one, like your Rebbe said, and maybe you'll fall again. And for some people, Shnayim Mikra, they're going to try. And most importantly, there are going to be midos that hopefully, that the yeshiva has emphasized that you should work on. Embrace your failures. realize that those 7 days of Moshe Hokim Vahorid are the seven Bechinas of Sheva Yivol Tzadik V'Kam. And that's the deepest Hester of Adar. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shemayim. That we should be Zoche to appreciate that nuance of our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Purim, what we worked on was finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the nuance. Don't allow the cliches of religious life dominate the way in which you what you focus on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates the depth of our relationship with Him. And don't come down to what the guy just simply put into one or two sentences. And finally, the Bechina of Adar, it's the Bechina of Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. And realize that the Hakamas HaMishkan is this Bechina of Moshe Hoikim Goherit. Bezer Hashem, we should all be Zohar, to be Sameach, in the final Chanukah HaMishkan.